Farage, Sunak has no humanity, will raise taxes, fail on migrants, lose working class. By Jack Montgomery on October 25, 2022. Brexit champion Nigel Farage believes Rishi Sunak offers no change from the managed decline of the last decade, and that the Conservatives are doomed in the next general election. In the last few months, we've had four chancellors of the Exchequer, three Home Secretaries, two monarchs, and now our third Prime Minister. Farage said on his YouTube channel, expressing the incredulity of much of the country at the situation as Rishi Sunak is imposed as Premier by a handful of Conservative Members of Parliament, MPs. September's loser is now October's winner, Farage said in reference to Sunak's decisive loss to Liz Truss when ordinary Conservative Party members were allowed to vote for the party's leader mere weeks ago. A mistake the parliamentary elite did not make this time around, ensuring that Sunak, who they favored over Truss to begin with, was coordinated without the membership being given any say whatsoever. The Brexit leader suggested Boris Johnson may have been being economical with the truth by claiming he had stepped aside in the national interest, suggesting he would have gone for it if he really thought he could have reclaimed the premiership. On what a Rishi Sunak premiership will bring, he predicted it would be a continuum of all the policies of Conservative governments for the last 12 years sold, if not missold, as stability. The tax burden under Rishi has gone up to the highest since 1950, it will go, with Jeremy Hunt, the great globalist, staying in place as Chancellor, to even higher levels, he predicted, pointing out that corporation tax is already set to increase by 6%, and noting that this is a tax that impacts the likes of your local laundrette and not just multi-billion multinationals. The cross-channel catastrophe, which of course the border force themselves now say is a threat to national security, that will continue, he further predicted, pointing out that some 80 boat migrants landed on a beach near Dover and disappeared into the countryside over the weekend, including one charming young man who broke into a woman's house and demanded a phone and wanted money to get to Birmingham or Manchester. How lovely, what a nice start to a Sunday morning, he remarked sarcastically. We will, also, continue with more and more people being disappointed about Brexit because it's frankly not being done, he added, likely referring to the fact that fisheries, for example, are still being plundered by EU trawlers under Boris Johnson's weak rehash of Theresa May's Brexit in name only deal, and Northern Ireland remains effectively under EU control for the purposes of customs and regulation, a situation Sunak is reportedly reluctant to tackle. Nothing is going to change, that is their definition of stability, Farage said. He said Sunak's main problem as the next general election closes in, however, is that he is one of, if not the richest man in Parliament, thanks in large part to his Indian wife's billionaire family, and that he lacks the common touch. See, and you imagine Rishi sitting down in a working man's club in Doncaster and talking to the gang? I can't, and I'm sure you can't either, there's no humor. There's no humanity, Farage said, predicting that the Tories could kiss goodbye to the so-called red wall of former Labour strongholds that fell to the party thanks to Boris Johnson's Get Brexit Done campaign in the 2019 snap election. So, it's Prime Minister Sunak. Nothing will change, nothing will improve, and the Conservatives are doomed, he concluded. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.